Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across the United States. On the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com is the website. And we're also being heard on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in America, radio markets in America. And we thank them very much for that, as well as our leading independent stations that we've got on board, too, out there scattered around the countryside. So we get a great cross-mixture of people that we're talking to. Now, also, we broadcast around the world via the Internet with the Internet streams that we have of the show. Almost all our radio stations have Internet. And, of course, my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, is broadcasting this live stream right now on my web page down the bottom. You go to the home page and down the bottom, you'll see it. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now in the Third Watch, thank you, special thank you to the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS drivers, and our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail all over the place. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the petroleum products out there that we need to get on down the road ourselves. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And don't forget, we can also be found on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website, of course, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can find out more about us there. Our podcasts are over there. And, of course, our links to the people that we bring on the program, our guests are over there, too. For example, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is over there. And we're going to welcome him aboard right now. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
All righty. It's 82 degrees again here at the airport in Tampa, and everybody is having a good time, and I'm glad that they got quiet real quick because they have a noise ordinance right about now, so they got to be a little bit quiet so they don't wake everybody up, you know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Of course.
All righty. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize those two words right there in the middle, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, last night was very solemn. A lot of people were watching what was happening to former President Donald Trump as he traveled to Atlanta to be arraigned and arrested and charged for the fourth time, with trying to upset the apple cart back there on the 2020 election. Now, we do have some audio of what he said. I believe you have that right there ready to go. When he was leaving to get back out on the plane, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. Let's listen in to former President Trump's remarks to the media that was gathered there.
Bad day for America. This should never happen. If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was a rigged election, a stolen election, and I should have every right to do that. As you know, you have many people that you've been watching over the years do the same thing, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Stacey Abrams or many others. When you have that great freedom to challenge, you have to be able to. Otherwise, you could have very dishonest elections. What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. And everybody knows it. I've never had such support. And that goes with the other ones, too. What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before. This is their way of campaigning. And this is one instance, but you have three other instances. It's election interference. So I want to thank you for being here. We did nothing wrong at all. And we have every right, every single right, to challenge an election that we think is dishonest, that we think is very dishonest. So thank you all very much, and I'll see you very soon.
So there's again President Trump. And Captain, to me, he sounds pretty confident. He sounds like, you know, this is exactly what he's talking about, and he's very confident about that.
Well, I have a tough time believing that he did what he's being charged with and the other people as well, because you're talking about some very credible and very reputable people, and they're talking about conspiring to overthrow the results of the election there in Georgia. Well, can't you, you know, and one of the phone calls was, well, can't you just find whatever the amount of votes was, he said to the Secretary of State. And that's not what he said. That's not the what he said, the way he said it. And it's gotten all twisted around into other things. We've heard, you know, the different conversations and the different witness accounts and whatnot. But remember, he's been charged, what, with 13 different counts? So all he's got to do is get convicted of one, and that's problem enough, correct?
That's right, yes.
All right, we hear the music. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we're going to be coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning. Yep, Friday morning, TGIF. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. And, of course, this is the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we appreciate you listening. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And, of course, he's celebrating his 20th year anniversary now, having sold over 80 million MyPillows. Holy smokes. 80 million. That's a lot of MyPillows that he sold over the past 20 years. And he's celebrating by putting everything that he has, that he's made, up for sale at the MyPillow.com website. Now, when you go to the MyPillow.com website, you're going to need a promo code to get the prices that are there. The promo code will always be one word, Captain. Very easy to remember, Captain, at MyPillow.com. You can also call them up on the phone and ask questions or place an order or whatever. 800-641-5459. The number again, 800-641-5459. 5459 when using the promo code Captain. Now, not only are pillows on sale, not only are sheets on sale, not only are towels on sale, not only are mattress toppers and mattresses and my slippers and so much more. And by the way, your best friends, your little buddies, your pets, they've got dog and cat beds there that you can get. Pretty cute, and you'll find out that your pets will love being there, having their own little spot of their own, because they like sleeping on your bed, but maybe they'll like sleeping on their bed better. We'll find out. And you can find out. And when I had my dog, I had a pet bed, so there you go. And that's where he wanted to be most of the time, was right there at the foot of the bed, down there, laying in the pet bed. But anyway, you can take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history, once again, by going to the website, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN. And happy shopping. Load up your shopping cart. start stocking things away for Christmas. It might be a little bit early, but then again, while you got some extra coin, if you have any, this is the time to do it. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I think it's fair to say that our eroding symbol of American freedom is happening right in front of our eyes, and I'll explain. You ready?
Of course.
Cars embody American freedom. Individual liberty and mobility combined. In many ways, the automobile is a symbol of American freedom. But elites enthralled to the green agenda are now meddling with Americans in their cars. In 9 mostly blue states, they're pushing to create a market for electric vehicles only. In Connecticut, in 12 years, you'll only be able to buy an electric car. Now, it's pretty arrogant for politicians to try to substitute their own judgment for the free market. Look at the terrible track record of the planned economics that you see around the countryside. You can merely start by going to California and just scratch your head and say, what in the hell are they thinking? Now, as always, those who will be hurt the most are those who can least afford it. They'll be forced to drive increasingly older cars even further to find increasingly expensive gas, as gas stations will become fewer and farther between, which is what they want. In the meantime, there aren't enough charging stations to charge the electric vehicles. Now, this will empower China, which controls 85% of the critical mineral supply needed to produce electric car motors and make batteries. And what about the trafficked children, Kyle, enslaved in the Congo mining cobalt for these batteries? What a complete travesty that we're setting ourselves up for. We need to wake the hell up and get with the program. And electric cars and trucks are not the way of the future.
Well, certainly not right now because of some of these things that you're talking about. It's not practical yet. For early adopters, they seem to like it. But the general population, they're not ready to make the conversion because it's not practical yet.
Now, I agree. And Google Trends are showing us that the other night at the debate that we had a big winner, but there's a couple of different polls that say two different people did better than the rest of the group. So we are aware of a post-Republican debate poll that shows Vivek Ramaswamy was deemed the real winner. However, I'll tell you who I think the real winner of this debate was. You ready?
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson. And I say that because 231 million views later of his video, his Twitter thing, and by the way, if you want to buy that, subscribe to it, you can. He's made a fortune off his interview with Donald Trump that was competing with this debate.
Yeah, one would think. That's for sure. And, of course, the Trump interview, I think it was recorded a few days ago.
A week.
You know, but, yeah, scheduled to be released at the same time as the debate. So there are two different formats, obviously. The debate format would be a contentious sort of event where you're going to get interrupted all the time, and a one-on-one interview allows you to sort of speak without being interrupted.
Well, we know that Ron DeSantis did quite well. We also know that Nikki Haley improved her value. Tim Scott may or may not have bumped himself up a little bit. But when it came to Asa Hutchinson, for example, and Chris Christie, who came across once again as the big bully, people are scratching their heads saying, why are they even in it?
Well, you know, I think that Christie, of course, he was trying to make the case that he's the only one who's ever, beaten an incumbent Democrat, basically, in a blue state, as he was in New Jersey at the time. So he was trying to make that case. Asa Hutchinson, certainly, he's an interesting sort of a problem because he seems to fit the bill on many things. Like if you were casting a movie, he might be cast as the president. But but I don't know that he connected the way that that he thought he might. And the same goes for Mike Pence, I think.
Well, here's what I know. A Washington Post 538 Ipsos poll put Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ahead of Vivek Ramaswamy 29% to 26%. So that put DeSantis first, Ramaswamy second, former South Carolina governor, and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley came in third at a solid 15%. Then it dropped like a rock. Former Vice President Mike Pence was fourth with 7%. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina at 4% each. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, 1% each, rounded out the entire field. So if people are going to leave the race and get it down a little bit, it should be both Asa Hutchinson and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, because it doesn't look like they're going to do much. And the other thing is, the debate was held without former President Donald Trump, who remains the leader at 64% of the surveyed GOP primary voters in this poll, while DeSantis came in second. He had 51% of the registered GOP voters that would vote for him if he were the presidential candidate.
Right. So this, of course, is the first outing for all of these candidates all in one place at one time. So whether or not they're going to be able to parlay that into something more remains to be seen. Ramaswamy, of course, has the comparative youthful advantage in the sense that he can say, I'm an outsider, but some of that really shows, though. And this is where Nikki Haley was able to shine, where she said, look, you know, you don't have any foreign policy experience, and it shows. This kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so she really landed something there.
Well, here's what happened. They talk about, you know, the spike in their favorability ratings. Haley went up 14 points in her favorability ratings, and her unfavorable ratings remained unchanged. In the meantime, Ramaswamy saw his favorables go up by 10 points and his unfavorables bump up by 19 points. And you had Ron DeSantis, who went up 5 points in his popularity and lost 6 points in his non-popularity. So that was the difference. And everybody changed a little bit, but those were the top three when it came to favorability and unfavorability. So we'll have a lot more. And I've even got another poll here that shows Donald Trump, who wasn't there, at 59%. And DeSantis at 23%. So the polls are all over the place, but the leader in the clubhouse is still Donald Trump. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The effort to find the remains of wildfire victims in Maui is expanding to the harbor area. Dozens of people jumped into the ocean to flee the fast-moving flames on August 8th. Authorities believe multiple people died in the water, likely because of exhaustion and breathing in heavy smoke. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is surrendering to authorities in the Georgia election case. NBC's Ken Delanian says Meadows and Jeffrey Clark today were booked on charges brought against them by local prosecutors for their alleged role in schemes to overturn the 2020 election results in the state.
Both have had bonds set for them at $100,000, and that came after a federal judge blocked separate requests by both men for an emergency stay to prevent their arrest in this case.
Former President Trump will be surrendering to authorities in Georgia this evening. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. Before we go back to Kyle, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, Relief Factor has been part of my daily health plan for going back 13 years now. Because it helps my body reduce the inflammation that I have over a period of time during the day. Now, I start my day out whenever I have my breakfast, whether it's right after the radio show or after I take a short nap or after I take a full rest, whatever it is. Sometimes it could be 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But that's when I take my Relief Factor to get everything started, because the problem I have is with the inflammation, the swelling, and the pain that results because of the swelling and the tightness in my left foot and ankle. Now, I still have the problem, but it's not as bad as what it was. And when my pain was at a level of 4 to 5 every day, now it's at a level of 2. And then I get it back down to 0, and that's what the Relief Factor helps me do. Now, it's all natural, which is what I really like about it. No drugs in it at all. It has natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation. It will alleviate pain by going right straight to the source. It will lower or even eliminate that same pain and give you the opportunity to be able to enjoy your life a whole lot better. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. To put it mildly, it's like taking a vitamin pill to help you out. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. It comes in convenient individual little packets, 4 little capsules. You take them all at the same time and start out with one packet and see what that does for you. And if that works, then you don't need to worry about it for the rest of the day. But if you need to take it a second time, then you take it with a meal. And, of course, it supports your healthy joints and muscles. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you've got a chance to try the three-week quick start. After that, you can either order it monthly, or you can order it every second month, or you can order it every third month. They have different size containers that allow you to do that. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on the three-week quick start. And for those of you down in Sarasota, Glenn asked me if I could bring him a pack down there, and I said I would. I will save one pack out of what I've got so that you have that, Mr. Glenn. All right. Well, Kyle, you know, the debate was such that we watched Vivek Ramaswamy. We knew he was going to be the center of attention in that debate, correct?
Yeah, I think that's fair, yeah.
And we knew that Ron DeSantis was going to be too, right?
Right.
And we kind of thought that we wanted to see what Nikki Haley and Mike Pence would do, because those four were the candidates that stood out with the comments they made, with the statements they made, instead of just bullying somebody like Chris Christie was trying to do. And ahead of the debate, we knew that former President Donald Trump, who was the most popular candidate amongst the voters, was polling much higher than all the candidates combined. So the candidates at the debate focused more on gaining the support of donors rather than voters, because in the audience were sitting some of the major donors from the big corporations across America. You knew that, right?
Sure.
And I wonder, and I haven't heard anything about the fundraising efforts, but I wonder who came out on top of that. We haven't heard that yet.
Well, one of the things, too, that we witnessed was, you know, you're going to get a question, but don't worry about what that question is. As long as you get airtime, you want to start talking about your campaign pledges and your campaign slogans and your campaign rhetoric. And that was, I think, really starting to get to Bret Baier and Martha McCallum during the debate, because, you know, they would just use that time to go through some of their canned speeches. In fact, we heard different candidates talking about the idea that so-and-so is just giving their canned speech at this point. So, of course, they're aiming that at voters and but the donors like you're talking about and others who will then, you know, try to support them. I think Ron DeSantis got out of there with mission accomplished as far as he was concerned, because his campaign will continue on here, even though they've been having a lot of problems. He had to do well, and I think he did pretty well.
Well, right out of the box, he set the tone, because he was the first one they called on, and he set the tone right out of the box. And then when he got asked that question about the border, you mentioned about sending the military. Would you have any hesitation or reservation about sending the military to go after the cartels? He said, absolutely not. That's one of the things that we will do.
And he can say that as president. It's doubtful that that would actually occur for a variety of reasons, but it certainly does. It positions him to say, I'm tough on the border.
Well, there were some incursions made by special force operators when Donald Trump was president. Now, we didn't hear about a lot of them, but we heard about like two or three of them during the course of time when he went in and went after not only the human traffickers, but went after a couple of the drug cartels' locations and destroyed them. I do know that because I did my homework and checked it out.
Right. And again, but when you're talking about going into another country, no matter how good it sounds, you have to be prepared for the kinds of consequences that there might be. But that doesn't mean they're not ways of getting at the cartel. And I think that's the most important thing.
And of course, Ramaswamy did pretty good, except for one little thing that I think might have been a mistake on his part. He said he would cut the funding to Ukraine, claiming the climate change agenda is a hoax, and that he said that every other candidate on the stage was a super PAC puppet. Well, that may or may not have been true, because, as you know, he doesn't have a super PAC standing behind him or doesn't even have one of his own. A lot of these candidates have their own super PACs.
Well, right, and again, he's trying to cultivate that almost Trumpian sort of thing of, look, you know, all these people, they're getting checks written to them, so they have to do what they're told, kind of a thing. But I'm not doing that, and so he's trying to set himself apart.
And I think he did. Trump. And I think he did.
Yeah, I think he made a splash. A lot of people probably didn't really know who he was. They might have seen him on various news reports and things like that. You know, or those who may not have been as into the campaign at this point until the debate happened, then they're introduced to him. So I think he accomplished what he wanted to do too, and that is, I'm here, it's all real, and, you know, check me out further kind of a thing. I think that's what the mission was.
Now, leave it to MSNBC or CNN to say something off the wall. Jen Psaki over at MSNBC said, and she claimed, that no one supported abortion up until birth on the Republican side. No one supported that. That's a big thing, I guess, with the Democrats, that's what they want. You can get an abortion up until the actual birth of the child. Now, I don't think she's listened to some of the Democratic politicians who have said otherwise.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that abortion on demand, you know, with no restrictions, that starts to sound a lot like, you know, because we've heard about, right, the, you know, the third trimester abortions or partial birth abortions and things like that. The Democrats are absolutely petrified to say that there should be any kinds of restrictions on that because they feel that that's going to ruin their cachet, I guess. But no, people understand how horrific it all sounds. And so she's trying to do damage control, I think.
Now, the GOP mega donors are going to detail how the candidates' next steps happen after the first debate. Again, as I mentioned, some of them were there watching, some of the major corporations and some of the big mega donors. What do you think is going to happen next? Who do you think is going to...
Well, this is Thomas Petterfee, I think, and on Thursday he was talking about, he's the one of the big mega donors, I believe. He's talking about that maybe Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin should be the one to get involved and become the standard bearer.
Okay. And according to the Congressional Oversight Committee, Joe Biden lied at least 16 times about his family business. Now, if they can prove that he lied 16 times and document it, Biden's in a lot of trouble. That's all part of putting together the impeachment proceedings.
Well, that's right. And the idea, of course, and even now Jonathan Turley is starting to say that, you know, it's getting time to have that inquiry, that you're at that point now.
Okay. I think they're getting closer, though, but I think they're going to wait a little bit longer. I don't know why, but I just had that feeling. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Going to tell you what the weather's like across the country for the truckers and what's going to happen over the weekend for those of you that won't be around tonight for the weekend show. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That, my friend. friends, is ZZ Top. We're bad. We're nationwide. Yep, and Kyle, that was by request, wasn't it?
Yes, it sure was. We love ZZ Top.
Would you happen to know who requested that?
Well, his initials, I think, start with a K.
KW could be?
That's right.
Okay, well, KW requested that in California, and that's where we'll let that stay. But I'm going to take a look at the weather real quick. You know, there's not much changing when it comes to the heat. It's in the, still in the same places, pretty much around the middle part of the U.S., and this is a dangerous heat wave that continues to go on. It's dangerous for a lot of people that have a lot of different medical conditions because they can't get out and stay in the heat for very long because they can't breathe, amongst other things. And the sultry conditions will stretch from the plains all the way to the middle Atlantic and into the southeast once again over the weekend. Sweltering conditions will concentrate and focus in the southern U.S. as well across the deep south. Now, we do have a little bit of rain that's showing up. And Kyle will tell you about where it's out at out his way, but I'll tell you where it's at up in the upper Midwest because that's where you'll find it pretty much for the most part. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We continue to see the heat returneth now to the southern part of Arizona and the southern part of California. This is going to include I-10 and I-8. If you're coming through the Blythe area, if you're down in the Brawley area, and if you're heading over towards Indio, Palm Springs, that area, you've got excessive heat watches going on right now. That also is the same story for our friends in Phoenix and on down towards Tucson in Arizona. Right now, Phoenix checking in at 92 degrees. We're also taking a look real quick here. Las Vegas, it's 85 degrees. They're looking a lot better than they were, Captain, on Wednesday when we've got some video now of water literally pouring onto the casino floor at Harrah's Casino there on the Las Vegas Strip. So they're getting some respite of that. So that's good. We also continue with our air quality alerts up near Medford, Oregon, near the border with Northern California there because of those wildfire activities. And the fire weather warnings continue on up, pretty much following Interstate 5 up to Seattle, Washington. We've also got an aerial flood watch going on right now in the southern, southeastern corner of Wyoming with I-80, I-25, heading on down I-25 to Denver in that area. And checking our rain on the radar right now, we do see rain that's a little north of Cheyenne. It's impacting I-25 just a little north of Wheatland. And then on your way out from Cheyenne through Laramie up towards Elk Mountain, you have a little bit of rain coming across the interstate there. Fort Collins, you've got rain. Steamboat Springs in that area, a lot of it's heading, sticking west rather from Denver along I-70 right now. But that's what we're seeing precipitation-wise. One more other quick thing in terms of rain, I-84, this up in Oregon. This is going to be east of Portland. If you're in the Arlington area heading towards Boardman, you've got rain coming across the interstate. So be careful out there.
All righty. Well, we'll start with the damp portions of the country to begin with. First of all, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you got some rain up there. And you will have some in the northern part of Wisconsin tonight. Might have a little bit up there around Duluth, Minnesota, but it's not. It's one of those deals where it's hit or miss. And then we do have some thunderstorm activity and some rain, heavy rain, from just east of Toledo all the way over to Erie, Pennsylvania. And down south of there, about 30, 40 miles, we've got a stretch of thunderstorms in there with some flash flood watches and warnings as well. And we've also got in the southeastern part of Pennsylvania, from Pittsburgh south down towards West Virginia, an area where we've got some flooding going on right now from some of the heavy showers that they've had in there. Now, taking a look at the heat, here we go. We're going to start out in Nebraska, southeastern corner of Nebraska, 100-degree-plus temperatures. Southern part of Iowa, 100-plus-degree temperatures. Half of Illinois, all the way down to Kentucky and Missouri and Arkansas, 100-degree temperatures. All of Missouri is included in this. Now, over in Oklahoma, the eastern part of Oklahoma to include Tulsa and Oklahoma City, and on down the state line with Arkansas, 100-degree temperatures. Elsewhere, it'll be in the 90s with feels like of 100. Going over into Arkansas, when you get over near the river, the Mississippi River, Memphis, all the way down to Mississippi, and then all the way down Mississippi to, gosh, let's see here, to the Gulf, you're going to have 100-degree temperatures with a few exceptions, temperatures in the 90s elsewhere, feels like in a 100-degree area. Louisiana, pretty much all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico again, plus there's going to be some rain down there along New Orleans. You'll probably have the opportunity to get dampened a little bit there. Texas, again, the Dallas, the Fort Worth area, Texarkana, down to Houston, down to Galveston, down to San Antonio, down to Austin, 100-degree weather, and then the rest of the central part of the state will be in the 90s, as well as down below going down towards Corpus Christi. And coming over east to Alabama, the northwestern corner of Alabama, we'll see 100-plus degree weather, and the rest of the state will have 90s, what feels like of 100. The Georgia area, Atlanta, on down to about Tipton, you'll have some 90-degree temperatures, feels like 100. Florida and Mobile, Alabama, and Pensacola, and all the way over to Tallahassee, the temperatures will be in the 90s, feels like 100 degrees or more. And then going up the East Coast, we do have some fog tonight, Chesapeake Bay, and up around Long Island, there'll be some fog, as well as some, looks like some rough seas in there with some wind blowing from the ocean inland. And then around Cape Cod, again, we'll have a possibility of some thunderstorms over that away with some rough seas. And going on up into Maine, rough seas, except for Portland, Bangor, on up towards Nova Scotia along the coast, you'll have a bunch of fog. So that's what you'll be looking at. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks. Well, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And don't let August end without taking advantage of your ability to earn 5 points per gallon when you fuel up with Push for Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. Collect more points on the road and score more rewards. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locations function, by the way, pilotflyingj.com.
And, of course, you get an opportunity, you want to make sure you get the Pilot and Flying J fuel card as well, because you can use the actual points right there at the pump. It'll ask you for your points, pardon me, and when you use the card at the pump, you'll be able to take prices, you know, pennies off your gallons of gas. And I did it here a couple of weeks ago because I had quite an accumulation of points, and I had 10 cents a gallon go off my gas bill, so I felt real good about that one. All right, Kyle.
Sounds good.
Hold that thought, my friend. All right, we're coming back with more here. Top of the hour news. Station's getting a chance to identify themselves and all that good stuff. We'll be back. The Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.